Welcome to the Cheer Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. Let me introduce you to one of our great sponsors, Spirit Box, the subscription gift box for cheer girls and cheer boys who love to show their spirit. Each month, your spirited athlete will enjoy a variety of items aimed at their love for cheer. Each Spirit Box may have a themed bow or hair embellishment and items that are trendy and useful for the athletes. Each month is different. We make sure to only deliver quality products, not those discount store items or those unsafe items for kids. Our community is what makes us different, and we value our ambassadors and their families. Visit us today at www.myspiritbox.net. Cheer Bomb listeners, enjoy a discount of 15% off of your first order with using code CHEERBOMB. Again, the code is CHEERBOMB. Order today to sign up for your Summer Worlds theme box for April. Again, check out Spirit Box at myspiritbox.net. And now, let's join Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Marisol.
Wow, you're coming in loud.
I'm sorry.
No, good. No. I was a little worried we wouldn't podcast tonight because
my voice has been kind of crazy.
Well, you had a good weekend. I'm imagining you were screaming your heart out.
Oh, you know how I do. You know how I do. Some of the parents actually told me, they said, I have to remember not to stand behind Marcus. When our teams are going, they're trying to like record stuff and they can't see.
You were just jumping up, screaming, hands clapping. It's like, it looks like part revival. It's just your energy just goes up anytime any one of the teams from our gym go on. So it's exciting to see. I wasn't actually there. I was home. This was in Virginia.
Yeah.
But it's my daughter's one. I think it's her favorite competition. Last year they had a really great one.
Yes.
We came in. Did she get two jackets?
This weekend, yeah, she got two jackets.
She got two jackets.
Two gold jackets from Encore.
Yeah, she's super excited. And then this is like a favorite one of hers and her father's. Mm-hmm. And then she's on spring break, so she is in Florida, Disney, right now.
That was quick.
Tough life.
The life
which
of being
actually is a great segue to talking about fundraising, because mm-hmm. I posted something last week.
Yes. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the fundraising. So she got a bid. Lola got a bid this year. She got a bid last year. I think it's fair to say you're the coach that I get enthusiastic about fundraising.
Yeah, you do.
But let me be clear. Fundraising is not fun.
Fundraising.
I do not like to ask for money. Not for even for business purposes. You know, it's just not a easy or fun thing to do. But I have embraced it enthusiastically for the times that she's gotten a bid to Summit.
Yeah, even like last week, didn't you say you hit like 20 businesses in one day?
And that was the day after, I think it was either that evening or the next day, I texted you and I said, hey, I know we haven't exactly paid ourselves yet, but before we do, what do you think about doing some scholarship or I have to be very clear with the terminology. Some sponsorships,
yes,
for cheerleaders. And so I wanted to tell you the story of why.
I love it.
So I took the girls, there's about four of them, and we went to like 20 local businesses and, you know, and they were nervous. Lola was the oldest at 12. I think the youngest, eight, maybe nine. I don't know.
I think she's about seven.
Seven? Okay, seven. So she's a itty bitty. And they went, and the one thing is, you know, we had to wait for the decision makers to come into the room. Mm-hmm. And they would be nervous, and I understood why they were nervous. No one likes to ask for money.
No.
Anyway, to make a long story short, throughout this day, and they did a great job, and they got like 3 sponsorships that day, and I was proud of them. And by the end of it, they were having fun. They weren't scared anymore. And I was super proud of them. They did a great job. But I had these flashbacks of, I don't remember which one of the little girls asked me, but one of them was like, because I wasn't worried about who got credit for the sponsorship,
mm-hmm.
even though I was taking them.
More than one.
Yeah. I was like, it's the team effort. We just want to get as much, money to pay the expenses. So I had this moment. I had this like little, moment because I look at my daughter and I'm like, she's in Disney right now. She's going to probably
live in the dream.
She's going to go to Disney for Summit. Probably, I'm assuming we'll probably fly there. She'll stay with her team. Her dad will come. He'll stay at a nice resort. And the long and the short of it is she's very blessed. We're very blessed. I'm very blessed. My ex-husband's very, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not fundraising for her. So I was kind of in this like, well, why, why am I fundraising so hard? And I had this realization that I was doing it sort of for myself, for like me, who I was. Here's a story. So my mom is first generation. I'm first generation American. Mm-hmm. So we were a paycheck to paycheck family. Car broke down, could set us back for a while. Okay. So, wasn't a cheerleader, but was in ballet, which is probably equivalent to expense and time mm-hmm. back in the day. Not the travel part, but, the toe shoes and the costumes and the dance lessons and the practice and everything. And I had this flashback of me, probably 7 or 8, the owner of the studio, like tapping her cane. And it was like her way of saying, like, your mom hasn't paid the bill. I was the scholarship kid. Mm-hmm. I was the kid that the mother, when my mom, was hurting, other moms would get together to help out.
That's so nice.
And that is something that happened all the way through high school. I remember with Disney, in fact, going to school in Florida, senior night when you're in high school, we go to Disney. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have that, but they had it back then. All the high schools would have one night at Disney.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was so much fun. But it was like $60. And back in that time, $60 could have been $1 million to my mom. So, and it was my friend's parents who, I've always been lucky. I've mm-hmm. always been, graced with help. So I was sitting there and I was kind of getting emotional, like, oh, I'm not doing it for my kid. She's in Disney now.
She's fine.
I'm doing it because I know what that's like. I know what that little girl who doesn't really understand, but understands her parents, this is, a struggle. That inspired me to say, we talked about Cheerbomb as a company. And I was thinking one of the holes I want to fill, one of the things that's common, besides travel, besides sitting in the car, traveling to the competitions, not having emoji keyboard, mm-hmm. is we fundraise. Most of us. I don't know how the elites do. I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
I would imagine everyone could help with the new cost. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure, but it's something that I want to pay forward. Mm-hmm. I want to help. I want to. I mean, we're not a big company. We just started. Literally just started.
Yeah.
In a blink of an eye. And the only product, we're starting, with the sponsorships for the podcast. But originally our plan for revenue was the emoji keyboard. And So we've decided to do a five $200 sponsorships for this year for Cheerbomb. Mm. What do you think?
I love it. Pay it forward. I love it.
So here are the rules, and I'm only announcing it here. I'm not going to be posting it on the social media. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, listen to podcast number 7 if you want to do. I want it to be fun. And, so rule number 1 is, the team follows us on social media. Instagram is pretty much where I'm more active. I know you have.
Yes.
Number 2, within the week, do either a post or a 10-second or less video. Be as creative as you want using our emoji keyboards. Show how you use it at competition, a skit, whatever creative juices you you want to use. Have fun with it. Send it our way. And I don't know, I didn't tell you about this. What do you think about that hashtag before I say it out loud? I'm the worst with hashtags.
No, do it.
Do it? Okay. The hashtag for this fundraiser is hashtag cheerbomb $$.
$$.
And we'll announce winners on Mondays. So between now and Summit, we'll announce winners. So, but, you know, I think this is something that's fun. It's better than spending.
Yeah. Your entire day out there.
And it's, hidden pavement.
You get to do it with your friends.
And you get to do it with friends, and I want it to be fun. And not, there's, you know, I'd like to engage the community. So that's it.
This is brilliant.
So yeah, hashtag cheerbomb, $$, five sponsorships. Make sure you have a tax ID. And we would like to offer a cheerbomb sponsorship. So, there you go.
I dig it. And this is for you guys.
Yeah, and I think the more the as we grow, the more successful we are, the more, you know, we'll be able to offer the community. So, and speaking of successful.
Yes.
Bethany's podcast number 6.
Isn't holy she awesome?
Well, she's amazing, and she has star power. She has star power because the number of downloads that blew up the day we posted hers. Mm-hmm. I was in shock, to be honest with you. For a first time podcast, I mean, we're six. This is our 7th episode. 6 episodes in, we are breaking a lot of key performance indicators. I mean, it's maddening. It's maddening in a wonderful way. But
and she's so humble.
She's so yeah. Yeah, she was, and I think a lot of bases appreciated, you know, having her
I
on.
I know one that was super excited about it.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah,
so
thank you. And this week we have our first, right? Male
cheerleader.
Cheerleader.
Yeah.
I mean, the other two were male cheerleaders at one time.
At some point in time, but yeah, Erin Craven.
That was an interesting interview. I feel like I didn't do my job as a female ambassador to the cheerleading world.
I told you, you guys are better.
I think I'm going to need someone to come and join me to refute that. No, but he was fun. So I'm excited for you guys to listen.
Yes.
To that. And I thought we were talking about maybe telling the story of the emojis, since the emojis are funding.
Those emojis, I love them. They have stressed me out, like getting up until.
Well, I was laughing when, you know, I think it was last week, we were talking about some ideas for an app game, and you're like, shh, don't talk, you know. And I'm like, after what we've been through for app development on the emojis, like, go ahead. Go at it, Haas. create your own. I'm not an app developer. You're not an app developer.
Absolutely not. I work in clothes.
Well, let's even backtrack. We were having brunch. You and I were working. You helped edit some cheerleading dialogue that I had in a book I wrote.
For the book, yes.
Yeah. And we were celebrating that or some part. And there was actually, I doubt she listens to the podcast. Do you think she listens? Okay. So we,
I don't think so.
There is like kind of a fifth Beatle. No, that's all. There was a third partner who didn't have a cheerleading background, was there, but it didn't work out.
Yes.
Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah. The illustrator.
Yeah. She was an illustrator.
Yes.
And it didn't work out. And we came up, we had this idea about the emoji boards, and these are designed in code, which is zeros and ones. Mm. And so we get a quote from a first company, we'll say.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more than I expected. It was a lot more. And we are not investor. We don't have investors. Mm-hmm. Did not take a business loan. This is a self-funded organization. And I was like, I'm going to get another quote.
Yeah.
So I got some more quotes. And I settled, not on the cheapest quote, but a lot cheaper than the initial quote. And I thought that the discount was coming from the fact that they were overseas and spoke a different language. And so I would be up at night with them. I mean, do you remember the first time trying to explain to a developer what a remember on deck, the first version came like in Dracula blood. Do you remember that?
No, that was in the hole.
Oh, in the hole.
That was in the hole. Looked disgusting. I'm so excited that we did not use that for the cheerleaders. For the parents who don't understand what that means, before a team gets on the performance floor, they are in the hole. That is like third. They are on deck, which is second, and then they are on the floor. So we had an emoji that said in the hole, and I'm sorry, but it was dripping something.
It looked like blood. It was awful.
It was disgusting. Awful. So we opted against that one.
Okay. And then it was, you girls, I mean, will relate to this, but then it was, the first version was coming in with pom-poms or the long skirt. Busted up like we. I would.
I hate a pom pom.
Oh, and then it was the faces were this constant. That I didn't want them to be too cutesy. Like I didn't want them to be too young. Like
yeah.
I kept saying I want them to be real.
Yeah.
I got real.
And then we got Beavis. Parents, you remember Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a scale.
Yeah.
The scale. She looks straight up like Beavis. So we kept her because.
But you don't understand. We kept her because this, we're not talking, this is the first version, the second version. We've already paid. And this is the 30th version. Like I know I had had many a night of, when are these things going to be born? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were probably back in November thinking we would get it in December.
Yeah.
And when did we end up? We ended up.
Like in February.
Putting them in February. And we had to take it back from the developer.
That was an entire thing.
Took the money and left with the code. So we gave it to the original people that quoted us, you know, I shouldn't probably say that. Okay, I might need an edit there, Sean. I need an edit in 17 minutes. Don't mention that. So we took it to another developer, and they took the code. The reason we held back is because we wanted to do multi-tone.
Yeah.
For every emoji.
Yeah.
Which they could have done had they had the code.
Yeah. So guys, it's coming. We promise.
At some point. But I actually have a meeting with them tomorrow, and I want to see if there's a way we can rotate emojis out.
And I love that idea.
So if there's a way to do that.
Like baseball trading cards.
Yeah. So maybe Busted Beavis.
We named her Busted Beavis.
These were the texts. It was like, what are we, like I would say, please put the, you know, profile, can you fix the kit? Can you move the eye to the right? Can you move the eye to the right? But you know what? At the end of the day, I fell in love with them because it was something we created. And
I'm so proud of them.
At the end of the day, they were just a tapestry of lessons from partnership arrangements to following my gut instinct. I should have followed my gut instincts at one or two places that I didn't. I was more in the hurry of,
to get him out.
To get him out. To mock some money.
But we've been so excited about him since like November. So we wanted to share it with the world.
Sorry, I was having some technical difficulties. My headphones were sliding off. So all in all, these emojis, you know, they're going to be ever evolving. And we hope that everyone will, if you haven't downloaded them, download them. And you know what? I'm totally fine with people uninstalling them during the week and then just reinstalling them during competition. I'm fine with that. The first time I looked at the uninstall numbers, I was a little upset.
Oh, wow.
No. But then it makes sense because then the numbers kind of go back up during the weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm okay with that. But we're going to tie that into the fundraising. So download the emojis, support Cheer Bomb. We appreciate that. That takes us into our next segment, Marcus.
Ready? Dear Marcus and Marisol.
These are coming in faster than the beginning. And every time I get one, my heart kind of skips. Like now I kind of wish we hadn't started down the path of giving advice because I don't know. I read some of these and I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Like this one.
Like this one.
Okay. The subject line is help. That's always a great way to start. Okay. My mom is literally the most embarrassing person in the world. I am 11, going to be 12 on Tuesday. She manages my Instagram. I want to change the password and run my own, but she says it's for my safety. But I think she just likes to pretend to be a cheerleader. Help. Signed, Dallas Proud.
Dallas Proud?
Dallas Proud. Okay, so.
How old was she again?
She's 12. She's 12 today. Happy birthday.
Today?
Yeah, she's at 12 on Tuesday.
Oh, today's.
Oh, well, maybe this was last week.
Yeah, because I got we got that on Sunday. So it would have been last Tuesday. Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
This week or last week. So what was your name? Proud in Dallas?
Dallas Proud.
Dallas Proud. And she's 12.
Yes.
And her mom manages her Instagram.
Yes. But she says she just thinks she likes pretending to be a cheerleader.
All right. How honest are we going to be?
100%. 100%. I understand. Well, I don't understand the cheer moms, the crazy ones, but I'm about 97.835% sure that like on our social media, we've come in contact with some itty bitties by picture that use.
Just today we had that crazy one. We had where the picture looks like a 6-year-old and the DMs are creepy.
And a 6-year-old should not understand how to work an Instagram. I'm like just now fully understanding how to work an Instagram. So I know there are some moms that are out there that are like talking to us.
Let's be honest. We've known it from the beginning. We've had, I would say there was a rush of, in the beginning, a group of Instagram accounts that contacted us like, hey, what's this about? Like when we promoted the monthly challenge. And we would kind of laugh, you and I, off mic, because we were like, no 9-year-old just wrote that paragraph.
No 9-year-old is
this articulate.
Saying anything about gratitude, let alone like using the word.
So I have seen that, and I don't want to do a broad stroke because crazy mom is just that. Because I think crazy mom, crazy parents are universal to many sports. I've seen it in baseball fields.
Oh, I totally see it on the football field in the bleachers.
Yeah. So, and in the specific world of cheerleading, within the crazy mom world, there's a whole spectrum of different type of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think some that I haven't even experienced yet. But the one, like, my first piece of advice to Proud in Dallas or Dallas Proud is, I don't know whatever the age restriction is for, let's say 13, because I know Facebook is 13. So you're 13, you're not supposed to have one. So mm-hmm. you're kind of out of luck. Sorry. I'm not. But if your mom has your account, let's assume it's for your safety.
You have a youngin. Being as a youngin, you don't necessarily manage her account, but you do.
I have all her passwords.
You watch over it.
I watch over it.
So you like see like what's going on.
I have her passwords. At one time or another, I used to see everything, every text that she would send, receive. After like 6 months of that, I was, I'm good. I'm good. I don't manage her account as far as what she posts. I used to in the beginning help her edit her spelling. She has dyslexia and spelling's not her strongest. I don't even do that anymore. She has several accounts. She has this thing where she likes to start an account, get to 1,000. When she gets to 1,000 followers, she starts, don't know why. And I don't, you know, I make sure
it's the thrill of the hunt.
It's the thrill of the hunt for her. I make sure that I follow all of them. And again, I have the passwords for mm-hmm. them. And I can mirror her phone. But I don't anymore. Excuse me. It's been about probably since last summer. I did in middle school. She lost her phone in the winter for like 6 weeks. She learned, you know, a big lesson about proper social media use. And it's something she'll probably always have to be, not always, but I'm a first-time mom of a generation of kids with phones.
Yes.
You know, so we try our best.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I do know there's a lot of moms who manage their kids' accounts, which is different. Like they're either trying to be models or have many masterships,
mm-hmm.
Things like that, that moms manage it. And, you know, sometimes that comes off as creepy. I'm not going to lie.
So, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say about this because I am not a 12-year-old, nor am I a mother. But what would you say to the mom in the situation?
I would say, look at the intention. What's the intention of the account and of you managing it mm-hmm. or keeping an eye on it? If the social evolution of your child's use of technology is the intention, do what your comfort level is. If, in fact, as your daughter has surmised or accused you of trying, and I have seen that.
I know for sure.
Where moms are reliving, you know, I've seen on social media where kids are like on live, you know, mm-hmm. Instagram or whatever, Insta stories or Facebook, and people are like, do you want to be tearing? And the little girl's like, no.
Like, really?
Yeah. So anyway, I digress. What I'm saying is look at the intention for the mom. If you are living vicariously through your daughter and through her social media, might not be the best use of your parenting skills. I hate to say that because every family is different. I don't know what that, you know, she might need that extra assistance. But if we're going to take the side of Dallas Proud, where she thinks her mom is just living vicariously through her,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just kind of, you know, find your own thing.
I feel that.
Yeah.
And if this is really for her safety, then message us and we will tell you how.
Oh, come on, do the other side. Well, yeah.
We will tell you how to, like, get her, not get her passwords, but, like, really, like, manage it and not full on like, be her. Please don't be your daughter.
Yeah, don't pretend to write for your children.
There's a difference between writing for your daughter and then editing. You can always edit. Marisol edits. Marisol edits my stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that. And you know, I don't have, I'm sure if this was around when I was a kid, I wouldn't have Instagram. My mom was like, I wasn't allowed to have sleepover. She was like super strict. So I would not have been on social media, I'm sure.
Well, I definitely didn't have a phone until I was 18 and there was no way to get in contact with Marcus. So Marcus needed a way to talk to the outside world and Marcus had to pay for that.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. Well, I hope we gave okay enough advice, you know. I want to always, I don't want to sound like I know in absolutes about anything, you know, but.
It's always good to get a second opinion.
It is. And I think it's a great thing that you said, you know, if we have it wrong, if we're reading the question wrong and there's another side to it, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at.
Dear Marcus and Marisol _ Marisol.
Actually, you don't even have to email us. I forgot. You just go to our website.
It's on the website.
And it comes to our email and it's anonymous and, it's all lovely. So.
How beautiful is that?
Thank you so much.
So easy.
Yay. So we last week we did the Spirit Box.
Yes.
Spotlight. Or I think we called it Small Business Roundup. So I want to mix that in and I want to mix it in with a spotlight. Like I love the community we're building on Cheerbomb. Like I'm starting to recognize people's feeds, what they post, who they are. We have some, I'm going to kill her name right now. Evo _cheer.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. She's killing it with the March challenge stuff. Yes. And so I want a spotlight, you know, I've name dropped UCF Ashley. And I found another one who I really admire, Bay Stone.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk to him for a little bit and chat with him and introduce him to our Cheerbomb public. So I am excited to bring the spotlight on this very interesting Instagram that I came upon. I'll let him give the handle, but he goes by the name of Bay Stone. Welcome, Bay.
Hello. Yeah, my Instagram is at @Bay_Stone.
Well, I, Marcus and I are really interested in finding things on Instagram that we both get excited about. And we both got excited about your Instagram because your profile pic is gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
As soon as we saw you, we started following. And anyone, please go look. But you do your own makeup, is what you and I have kind of chatted, DM'd back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to hear about that. I wanted to hear all about you. Tell me about you. Tell me about you and cheerleading. And
okay.
Then tell me about the makeup.
Well, okay. I started cheer like 3 years ago. That's when I originally started wearing makeup. Cheer just opened up so many like opportunities for me, like wearing makeup. Like back then I was like, oh, like should boys really be wearing makeup? I was like, you know, just new. And I was like, oh, cheer gives me a very good reason to wear makeup. And so I started doing that. And yeah, I got looks and weird comments on my Instagram and stuff, but I deleted them and I just like ignore them. And ever since then, I'm just like very grateful for like the little following that I have. They're all really, really sweet. And they're all very, very supportive. That's what I feel like everyone needs, is support and like love no matter what. Whether you're bland makeup or whether you're girl makeup, it's everyone needs to be loved and
let me just interject. You're, I think, stunning. I think the makeup you do, you are very talented. You and I have DM'd a little bit that I was like, I could see you do a makeup line.
Oh, yeah.
And I was asking you, did you do your teammates' makeup? And so I was just really fascinated. And I think, you know, to your point, one of the reasons I found your Instagram, and also one of the reasons I think I love cheerleading, is because of it's very inclusive, which I was surprised about. You know, I live in North Carolina. You're from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I was surprised how, I don't know if I was surprised. Let me rephrase it. I was very comforted by seeing, can I just say gay?
Totally. That's fine.
I'm like skirting around the issue, but I mean, I grew up in the world of ballet. So, and performing arts. So I was always, loved and comforted and, part of that community. And so it felt like kind of returning home, seeing that, seeing the coaches and seeing, the people at the competition. So I can see why cheerleading, was kind of a blessing for you.
Yeah, performing. I love performing. I just feel like I can really show my true self on stage in makeup, just showing people what I love doing.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. So, do you do full on makeup every day or just for competitions?
Like to school and stuff, I might like wear mascara and concealer or something. But like if I'm going to an event or cheer, I do wear like a full on face, fake eyelashes, glitter, everything. But every single day I don't, because yes, cheer is a lot of makeup. So like I like to give my skin a break from all the makeup that I put on. But I'm comfortable without myself, like with myself without makeup. So I just, yeah.
So how did you learn to do the makeup the way you do it? Because that's kind of, it's kind of artistry. I can't do that. If I tried to replicate the look, I would look like a clown. I couldn't do it.
I can teach you.
Was it YouTube videos? Did you self-teach yourself?
Well, my mom took a class in California, mm-hmm. and she brought all these DVDs and like papers on makeup. I was like, wow, like this looks really, really cool. And so she got like a sample kit or whatever. And so like, I just dabbled into it. I was like, oh, like, I want to try this. This thing's fun. And that was like three and a half years ago. And so I just watched the DVDs, and then I saw on YouTube and like Facebook and stuff, all these other guys doing makeup on themselves. So I was like, wow, like I really, really want to try this. Like it seems very fun and like openly about everything. So I tried that, and I just practiced and practiced and practiced like literally every day for like a year. I'm still practicing. I'm still learning to this day. And I just want to thank my mom for just going to that class in California, because I feel like I wouldn't be where I am at right now. Now, yes, I think I'd be doing makeup, but I don't think I would be as good as I would like to be.
So, cheerleading makeup, tell me about that. Like what, it's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. I feel like people get like intimidated by it sometimes.
I do as a mom. My daughter's 12, but she's been doing it for a few years. So I've done it for her, and I'm horrible at it. I mean, I'm a joke on my, the moms on my team, you know, take pity on me, because it's just, I don't have that talent. I don't have that ability. Cause I don't wear, I wear mascara, lip gloss, and under eye concealer. I'm like out in 5 minutes. So I don't know, you know, but I can admire it. I can appreciate how much it takes for, especially for the performance. So that's a whole other level of makeup.
Yeah. Cheer makeup especially is a lot, but I feel like once you're on stage and like taking pictures and stuff, in the end, it looks good. Yes, the process, like going through, like getting your face ready, is like kind of like intimidating and scary, but like in the end, the finished product is like really, really pretty.
How long does someone sit in your chair, you know, on average? Like for cheer? For cheer makeup,
I would say, because like I like to take my time on like my clients and cheer people. So I would say I give myself an hour to get them fully ready.
Okay. So if you and I are ever at a competition at the same time, will you do my makeup for me? I've never, except for maybe like my wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course I would do it for you. I love practicing on different bases, because like you never know what a client might want or like how a client's face might be different than what you're used to. So I like practicing and working on different face types.
All right. We'll have to do that and then post that.
Yes, please.
So did you have some tips for us on makeup for the person who doesn't know much about makeup, like for cheer makeup?
Yeah. A big tip that I get asked a lot, how do you learn? One of my biggest tips is YouTube. YouTube helps you so much, or even Instagram videos. And you don't have to buy all the expensive products, but they have dupes for stuff like that. And just watching YouTube videos helps a lot if you're new in the game.
Okay. Sweet. And I know we kind of chatted about this a bit, but you used to do a lot of your teammates' makeup, but it basically was very time consuming. You were saying something you had to get up at the crack of dawn to get everything.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. At Spirit of Hope last year, I had to get up at 3:30.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a very early morning for me.
I hope you're charging what you're worth, because you are fabulous. And I just wanted to just say hello. I wanted to reach out, have this spotlight on you. And I'm very interested in your career. I want to see where it goes.
I hope to have my own cheer makeup line. You gave me that idea, and I'm really looking into it. I like it a lot.
Well, you know what? Just DM me.
Okay.
No, I'm excited for you. And I wanted to say, you said something in the beginning about, cheer letting you be who you are. That's a wonderful thing. And I think that comes across. That's what I felt looking at your Instagram. Is that you found something that lets you be who you are. And I absolutely think you should be cherished and honored for that. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. And
yeah, no problem. I loved it.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. And I am going to throw this over to Sean.
Hey guys, this is Sean, the producer guy. We want to welcome one of our new sponsors, Posh Pony and Bose. Be sure to check out at Posh Pony and Bose for a 25% discount with the code CHEERBOMB18. This discount is good on their entire site, including their new hair care line. Welcome to royalty. And now let's jump in with Marcus and Marisol.
And now we have Aaron Craven, a three-time Infinity Legend and Infinity Model and Cheer Athletics King Cat. How's it going, Aaron?
It's going great. It's going great. How about you guys?
It's we're living the dream.
Literally living a dream.
I want to say, I wish we could do some sort of a visual introduction, but we can't because it's a podcast. But I was watching his tumbling yesterday.
Yeah.
There has to, we need a new label. It's just amazing. It's amazing.
You are fearless.
Thank you.
So can you tell us how you got into competitive cheering? Tell us the story of Aaron. I think you might be, I know Jimbo and Darnell cheerleaded, but they're coaches now, but yeah. He's our first male competing cheerleader.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Awesome. I'm honored to see that.
So tell us how you came into cheerleading.
All right. Well, I actually got into cheerleading whenever I was about 12 years old, 12 or 13, I'd say. But before then, I was actually a football player, and I really didn't want anything to do with cheerleading at all. I thought it was the dumbest sport ever until my brother actually started doing it. And then I still really wasn't all down for it until he actually started doing the flipping. And after I saw the flipping, I was like, okay, yeah, this is definitely something I really want to get into. And so I started out at ACX in Irmo, South Carolina, and I cheered there for about 5 years. And then I guess they just didn't have any teams for me anymore. I kind of outgrew them in a way, not really, but kind of in a way. And so I just kind of ventured out and reached out more, and then I found Cheer Athletic Keaton Cats.
Sweet. And you're 20.
Yes, sir.
Right. So you are doing internet. So I'm a layman in cheerleading terms. And part of the beauty of me being a layman is we get to open the market to people who don't know about competitive cheerleading. Yeah. So how...
Right. That's always the best.
Yay. So how does one not age out and go, do you have to keep working out? You have to move? Is this your college equivalent experience? How does that... Because I could see my daughter... This right. would be her dream, to still
to
be
just cheer
to still
forever.
Be cheering at 20 would be, the dream. What does it take for an athlete to not age out? I'm not sure if I'm asking it correctly, but age out to continue. Yeah.
All right. So what it would take for an athlete not to age out? Well, I guess you could say just like not really like listen to like the norm and like the standards or anything like that. Because most people, whenever they're like, all right, 18, this is my super senior year, it's my last ever year cheering. I said that, and then next year I was like, all right, I definitely want to do it again.
Yeah.
So I'd say you just like keep your body in shape and like keep tumbling and everything like that. Don't let your skills go to waste. And you could also cheer in college if that's something. And it's technically not like aging out because you're still cheering and you're just cheering with just like not all stars, but you're cheering on like dead mats and stuff, but it's still technically not aging out.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense.
Is there, I know there's no technical age limit, or maybe there is a technical, or
for,
can you cheer till you can't cheer anymore?
In an international division, yeah.
Yeah.
You can cheer until your legs fall off.
So. Oh, sweet.
Because I've seen people that are like 50 still out there cheering.
Really?
So I guess as long as you keep your body up, then the age is, or there's like no limit to it. You can do it when you're 100 if you can.
Yes. So we were talking, we wanted to talk a little bit about, since the Olympics just ended, right? We're all a little Olympic fever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so there's this hashtag that's pretty popular, which is Olympic Cheerleading 2020 or some.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
Version of that. And we were looking, you know, in preparation for the podcast, we were looking up some information. It does look like there's a possibility.
It does.
Yeah, the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. Now, this is dated 2 years ago, but from what I read, I'll read it out loud to the audience. It's a pivotal time in cheerleading history when the International Olympic Committee, IOC, voted in favor of including cheerleading among the provisional Olympic sports. So I don't think it's a sport officially yet, but it's in the, that's my computer. It's in the
process.
Of becoming one. Yeah. And, you know, you just have to be in the industry just for the last 3 years and you see it like bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So getting it to cross over to mainstream, I just feel like we're on the cusp of it.
We're so close. So close.
So
literally, it's like you could touch it with your fingertip. It's that close.
So let's do a little hypothetical game. Let's say that it is an Olympic sport today, 2018. Okay. Don't say names out loud right now because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We'll see how. Let's check our comfort level. But in your head, do you know who your Olympic team would be? Like, can you do that in cheerleading?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like.
Yeah.
So, like, are you talking about like a college team or an all-star team?
No, an Olympic team. So you can pull them from
anything.
All-stars or international. We're making this up as we go along. We're just trying to help the Olympic committee.
Oh, okay.
Can you come up in your head
like you
with
would
a
have
dream
to, like,
team?
Try out for it.
Yeah, right.
You can just like.
Do we know who the coach would be? Is there like one?
All of them.
Off the top of my head.
There'd be like a team of them, weren't there?
Yeah. Like all of them. Like all of.
Right, right.
I could see your wheels turning in your head. I see the wheels turning. Yeah.
They always are when it comes to cheerleading.
Yeah.
But, let's see. I know the Team USA coach is really, really good, obviously, because he wins worlds pretty much every
year. Or would it be Team USA? Would we like vote that team, or would we have like.
Honestly, I feel like you should take team members from Team USA, which is technically like, I guess you could say the best all-star team in America, and then take kids from, let's say like UK, so University of Kentucky or Louisville.
Yeah.
Like one big super team.
So, okay, this is my layman question then. So we wouldn't take a team like my favorite, the Beatles. Mm-hmm. it wouldn't be a team that would win it would be a team being built, sort of like the basketball.
Yeah, the Olympic,
exactly.
A gymnastics team.
So that work for cheerleading? That's my question, because don't teams have to form to be successful? Like that, I mean, can you pull people from different places and make them a team?
Absolutely. That's what the Team USA is when they like go to Worlds.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it works
and
well.
And they do have to like, I'm sure they have to like try out for it.
Okay.
But
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Sweet.
And also I feel like the coaches should have to try out as well.
Look at the coaches.
Make it like the best possible, like make it the best possible scenario.
I'm so excited. Sign me up.
See, I would think this is a total prediction from someone who does not follow sports and or know much about cheerleading, but I would bet that America would dominate for a while. Then other countries would catch up but for the initial breakout of this as an Olympic sport, I bet the US would dominate.
I'm sure you haven't, but absolutely. The team from Thailand.
Yes, they are insane.
They're coming for us.
Oh, they're coming for
us?
I haven't had a Thailand download. I've had them from Australia and England. I didn't know England had competitive cheerleading.
Really? Yeah. We have a couple followers on their Instagram. Yeah. I know that for sure. Yeah. At least I hear it in their accents.
Really? Yeah. Do you get to travel internationally, Aaron, for cheerleading?
Oh, yeah. We just actually went to cheer sport. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then we're going to UCA in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be some traveling. And then mostly, though, since it's like a bunch of older kids that usually like work and stuff, we try to make it a lot of local competitions. But then again, you can't really win bids to Worlds with just local competitions.
Yeah.
So that's whenever we start to travel out to cheer sport and UCA and MTA for all of those.
How's your year going?
What's that?
How's your year going? How's your your competitive year, your team?
It's going great. It's going great, actually. in the beginning of the season, we kind of had a little rough patch, you know, at Spirit of Hope and everything. We lost some people. Some people were getting hurt. But now, actually, that we replaced people and got better people on the team, we're actually doing really good. We got a bit to Worlds this last competition.
I heard that. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
It seems like this is the sweet spot in the season. Teams start to, who maybe aren't, you know, starting to gel really well.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like.
It definitely is. And we've only got more stuff to add too. So.
Yeah. So in your head, when you came up with that Olympic team, did you know who would be on that team, Aaron?
Oh, I would for sure be on that team. I'll do everything I can to make it on the team.
That's exciting. It's exciting to think that. So let me ask you from the male perspective of cheerleading. One of the things I love about cheerleading is that it's very open to it's very open. Sorry, Sean, I'm at 11:05 and my son walked in and bugged me. Sorry, Aaron. All this will be edited out.
No, it's okay.
All right, Sean, we're back at 11:15. The male perspective of cheerleading. So you started when you're 12, you're 20. So, and you've been to a few different gyms. So tell me, if had a camera into your mind, what are the big differences between being a male cheerleader and a female cheerleader in this industry? Because I kind of feel that we're very feminine, strong.
Right. So, what's the difference between a male and a female cheerleader?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, first things first, the makeup. You definitely don't have to wear any of that. You can just roll out of bed. But honestly, I feel like in the male side of it, obviously there's not many more. So you get like more special privileges, I guess you should say. Like, I know I don't pay for cheerleading, and I know a lot of girls pay for cheerleading.
We were just talking about that.
Because it's harder to find males. So whenever you do, it's like you're going to do everything you possibly can to keep them, aka not making them pay.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like a lot of male cheerleaders are more known, I should say, are more like popular in the cheer world than females. Really? Yeah, you have like your more popular females like, you know, Kennedy, Thames, Angel Rice. But guys, since they have better tumbling, I'm not to say better tumbling, but I mean, most of them kind of do. They're just like more known for a lot more things.
See, because from the outside, I knew female cheerleaders. But again, I have a daughter, so she probably mentions the female ones. So I was wondering, and what do we know, like a number of what the percentage is of male? Because I would think that's increasing.
Absolutely. I also feel like we have like a a standard to uphold. Like, I think people like expect more from us.
From the
like,
male
as a male cheerleader.
Yeah.
Because they see like a large co-ed team, they expect to see like
more tumbling. I mean,
like 13 stunts in the air and then and then just like more tumbling, better tumbling, prettier tumbling, and
even at practice and stuff, the coaches expect more from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I kind of feel I wish that I was a cheerleader at this point, because I want to argue back like, yeah, you both haven't had to do that on your period. So I don't know.
But we've had to deal with you guys on your period.
What did you say?
But we've had to deal with you guys while you're on it.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that's an awesome, that's an interesting perspective, because that surprises me. I would have thought this is like that the female celebrity, you know, or tumblers or successful people.
I would say like both have their positive and negatives, but guys are just better. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Girls drool. Boys rule.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I'm going to let that just sit right there. So what's the difference between All-Stars and what are there any benefits or privileges, or just, is it just a different level?
Are you talking about difference between international and then everything else?
Yes.
Like a regular All-Star team.
Honestly, there's not really that much of a difference. I mean, the coaches still expect the same out of you if you're 20 or 12 years old. Honestly, in my opinion, there's not really that much of a difference.
See, I would
especially coming from being on like a junior team and a senior team and then an international team. Everything is the same. You know, we may not get like worked as hard at practice because we're like a little bit older, but for the most part, everything is still the same.
I would think that if you're on an international team, it's so anyone who's, let me phrase this correctly. After a certain age, I feel like anyone who's in competitive cheerleading is in it because they want to be, especially like podcast age 13 and older. Mm-hmm. But at international, these people, that's in their blood. If you're doing it at this point in your life, this is the love of your life. It seems like to me, it's my theory. Like, this is your passion. These, I want to say kids because it's still half my age, but I know you're not a kid. But I would, would that be accurate? Would you say that if you're on an international team, cheerleading is in your blood?
Is in your blood?
Yeah. Like, it's your passion.
Oh, for sure. Because like, if you just look at it, like with football players, for example, some kids, you know, they do it out of college or do it out of high school and go on to college and the NFL. Technically, like an international team could maybe be the NFL, because you're like, you're still doing it. You just can't get away from it no matter what. You enjoy it so much that you're willing to still put your body through whatever it's going through, you know, hurting your body, breaking bones.
I've never thought about it like that.
See,
that's a cool way to think about it. The only difference is they're just not getting paid. They're paying to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the industry is going to change. I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm a novice and stuff, but it's just evolving so quickly. Mm-hmm. That's why I kept talking about the app, the game. Like, if I could figure out a way to make it, you know, like other sports have a fantasy football, a fantasy baseball, have a fantasy thing.
Fantasy cheerleading team. That'd be so
cool. We were talking about that.
Actually do play that with my coaches, with my fellow coaches.
We've done some market research on it, Aaron. And basically the question is, because the girls are the bigger, there's just a bigger population of them. Would they play it? Because we think the dads and, you know, probably think it's creepy to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the girls would definitely play it.
You do? All right. That's
especially
good.
Especially if they're like really big into it and like follow like a bunch of the big name cheerleaders, then yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If we could figure a way to collect the judges' data and come up with the scoring, how the fantasy would be scored.
Right. So it could be something like, all right, so let's say Matt Smith or whatever. He goes and competes at cheer sport. He throws a double whip double. That's a certain amount of points. He does a toss QB. That's a certain amount of points. If he wins, that's another certain amount of points. If he saves a stunt or something like that.
We've been doing some market research. We've learned that to get an idea to the app store is a long, long, long journey. But yeah, that's what we were kind of thinking about for the future, or some idea of that. But we just feel like it's a sport, and I want to find a game. When I say a game, an app game that all those kids and all those cheerleaders who aren't going to get to international, who aren't going to get to NCAA, but are still cheering every weekend, can still connect with y'all. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to, I'm going to shoot you over to Marcus, who's going to do some rapid fire questions for you. It's just for the audience to get to know you and ask you your favorite things. Thank you so much for coming. I think we're going to probably ask you to come back at some point because I feel like we can just talk cheer all day with him.
Yeah. I love it.
So, all right. For sure.
So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, Marcus.
Okay. So, rapid fire questions. I'm just going to ask your favorite stuff, and I want to hear the first thing that pops in your head. 45 seconds. Ready? And go. What's your favorite movie?
Titanic.
Favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite tumbling pass?
Arabian, a double whip double.
Your favorite teacher?
My favorite what? Sorry.
Teacher.
T-shirt?
Teacher in school.
Oh, teacher. Oh, sorry. Ms. Barrett.
Favorite team bonding moment?
Whenever we used to go over to my friend's lake house, we would all just like sit there literally from sun up to sundown just talking and stuff.
Same. Your favorite hobby outside of cheerleading?
I like working on cars a lot.
Hollywood crush?
Hollywood crush. Man. Probably, what's her freaking name? and Ariana Grande, definitely.
Boom. Favorite food?
A shrimp.
And what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for this day and breathing every single day.
Beautiful.
Aww, that's beautiful.
Jimmy said that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Do you want to tell people where they could find you on whichever social media platform you prefer?
Instagram, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Go for it. What's your handle?
My handle is AaronCraven1.
Well, we'll be
number one.
I love that. We will be tagging you all week long when we promote this. So
awesome. Awesome. I'll definitely do the same for you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's our interview with Aaron.
That Olympics talk, I'm so excited. Can we please build a team?
I was watching, and I cannot admit, I believe I'm about to admit this, but I was watching, what's that, Austin Powers? It was on TV. Is it Austin Powers? It was what, and they had this sequence of synchronized swimmers and, and like a memory sequence. And I was like, wait, hold up. That's a sport. How is that a sport? No offense to
synchronized swimmers.
But it's going to, I feel like it's going to be a sport, and it's going to be, it's going to be amazing for this industry to hit the mainstream.
It is.
And I cannot wait. You know, we've been, we have some people helping us with marketing on the back end, and we're seeing trends that no one has been collecting this data before. And one of the trends is, one of the successes of our podcast is because people don't know, like they want to know, they want to understand. I'm not the only mom out there who didn't know what the heck was going on with the scoring. There were other moms. So, it's exciting. It's exciting to be a part of it. So, I can't wait. I see next year being at the competitions, having live podcasts. I can't wait.
That'd be so cool. We can't wait to see you guys.
Yes. March challenge.
Our March challenge. Cheerbomb going green.
Hashtag. This one has been, sweet for me because I'm just focusing on myself. Like, what can I do? Little things that I can do. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of swag. So a lot of that's coming to my house, all the shipping. So I'm just seeing the boxes and the boxes. And I'm like, oh, I need to do something. So the one thing I did, I went to the grocery store and I forgot my bags. And I was going to just go do the plastic bags. And I thought, no, not going to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And went back. They were in my car. I didn't forget them at the house.
Oh, they were in? Woman.
Well, I was still tired. Don't take it away from me. I went to the car.
You did so good. Your Prius.
Which I park away because I try to get a little exercise when I can. And so I was like at the check, you know, and I was proud of myself for going back and getting the bags. Like, no, I'm sorry for everyone behind me who's waiting. No, there wasn't a line. But so I was proud. Have you done anything greener than you did last week?
Today. Okay, so I'm going to go out and say it. I'm a little bougie. When I get a hot Starbucks, I put a straw in it because I don't want it to mess up my teeth. And today I had my Cody go get my Starbucks and I didn't get a straw.
Oh, sweet. You're going to be like Busted Beavis.
I'm so proud of myself. That was a tough decision. I thought about it for a minute, but I'm so proud of myself. And I'm trying not to use plastic bags also.
Well, I was thinking like, again, a little bit, just a little campaign.
Reusable water bottles.
But I was thinking as a whole, when we all end up at these huge competitions, I know I don't bring my water bottle because I'm going to be carrying it all day and I'm already carrying this book bag and, mm-hmm. you know, and I drink water because I'm thirsty. So I was like, as an industry, we're probably all at these competitions expending a lot of resources. So mm-hmm. if we can all just do a little bit, just in our personal lives, I'm not even advocating for you to take your own water bottle to the competitions. It'd be great. You know why I don't take a water bottle to the competition? Because I'm not going to refill it.
I'm going to lose that.
I'm not going to refill it with, you know, bottled water.
Don't trust this fountain. Yeah. If you want to, I'll refill it from the warm-up room.
Well, not here is fine, but you're talking
like at the competition. You're just a coach. Bring it. Oh. So like I get the good water.
You get the connection.
So I can just
hook
just
a sister up.
Marcus, I got you.
Okay, see, we're gonna go a little greater because you're gonna help me at these competitions. Awesome. Okay, fundraising. That's our last little note that I have here for the podcast. Remember, if you would like to participate in the Cheer Bomb sponsorship for, assuming you have a bid to, mm-hmm. I didn't want to just say Summit because there's other things you can get a bid to. Worlds.
There's Summit and D2 Summit.
So
Dance Summit.
No, we're cutting it off it. Oh, no. I don't know. Do dancers listen to our podcast? I know they're at competitions, but I don't know that.
Absolutely.
No. I mean, now you're making me as the ex-dancer feel like horrible. Okay, but we're not going to, anyone can participate. So make sure you follow us, that your team follow us.
Yes.
That you post a pic or do a video, be as creative as you can using our emojis, how your team uses the emojis. And hashtag cheerbomb $$. And we'll announce winners on Mondays.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what everyone has.
Yeah.
What everyone comes up with.
And yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for that. It makes me feel good. So, all right. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marisol.
And thank you, Aaron, for joining us this week.
Yes. So. Don't forget to follow our social medias. We have Twitter. It's OFF_cheerbomb. And Snapchat, OFF_cheerbomb.
How active are we at Snapchat?
I'm pretty active.
Yeah, I'm not, so I can't even tell you how.
No, behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm not as active. I'm not even as active on my personal. You know,
I haven't even.
I just, when I feel like I want to look pretty, I jump on
Snapchat. Just filter me.
But no, I'm Instagram is my thing. I know the marketers really wanting me to engage more and write more on Facebook. So I'm trying to figure that out. And I did want to have a call out to, aside from you know, downloading and promoting our emojis, please do that. We would love all the support. So thank you for supporting us. Make sure to support our sponsors, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Isn't there a big competition this weekend?
UCA.
UCA. Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Yep. I loved going to UCA. It was my first like big nationals in Florida.
Well, good luck.
I loved it.
To everyone, travel safely, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
This is Sean, the producer guy, and I want to tell you about one more of our sponsors before you go. Cheer Music Central. Not happy with your cheer music? Don't settle for second-rate, sounds-like-everyone-else music. Make your performance stand out with award-winning U.S. cheer-compliant original and cover music from Cheer Music Central. First-rate customer service with all-inclusive pricing, quick turnaround, and 5 free anytime edits included with each purchase. Multi-mix discounts are available as well. Check them out on Instagram, Snapchat, or visit their website at cheermusiccentral.com. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of this podcast or sponsor this podcast, contact Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. Again, officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Huge savings on new and previously leased furnishings. That's right, huge savings. At Court Furniture Clearance Center, choose from our wide variety of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home or office. You'll find sofas from $199.99 and more. Everything in our 9,000 square foot showroom is Court certified, guaranteed, and in stock, ready for delivery or to take home today. Visit our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, or go online at CourtClearanceFurniture.com. Mention Radio 20 and get 20% off.